The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. Farms all over Japan are struggling to survive as farmers age and fewer people go into the industry. The average age of a rice farmer today is 67. Rice consumption has nearly halved over the past 50 years. And as the older generation of farmers and consumers dies out, some fear the industry will be unable to hold its own in a competitive global market. Katsuo Ogura is a rice farmer.
The rice prices have been stagnant in the recent years, which makes farmers' productivity low and cuts down their income, so that they cannot even afford to update farming equipment.
Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's government is trying to make farmers more competitive by scrapping government subsidies. As the Prime Minister prepares for potential trade negotiations with U.S. President Donald Trump, analysts say he may also have to lower high tariffs on imported rice in order to avoid U.S. duties on other key Japanese exports like automobiles. Japanese consumers are still likely to favor a homegrown variety of rice, experts say. But even so, as the overall consumption of rice continues to decline, the future for farmers remains uncertain. China's large-scale infrastructure drive is sparking fresh concerns in Indonesia over the survival of the world's rarest orangutan. Indonesian firm PT North Sumatra Hydro Energy is building a power plant that will cut through the heart of the endangered animal's habitat. The $1.6 billion project is backed by the Bank of China and a China state-owned enterprise. Conservationists are doing what they can to block the project. Dana Tarragon is the executive director for the Indonesian Forum for the Environment.
The roads they are constructing will divide the habitat so the orangutans won't be able to interact, preventing normal reproduction, and it would lead to the orangutans mating with individuals that are blood-related, and that would accelerate extinction.
The Batang Toru project is one of many in Beijing's trademark Belt and Road Initiative, which seeks to link Asia, Europe, and Africa with a network of ports, highways, and railways. The Indonesian government supports building the hydroelectric dam because of the need to improve electricity supply throughout the archipelago, parts of which are regularly plagued by blackouts. While the Indonesian Forum for the Environment has filed a legal challenge against the permit approved by the North Sumatra government, at least for now, the hydroelectric dam is expected to be operational by 2022. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from The Voice of America.